Things that old life
see with earthly eyes just what they want to see. You will see the things that never die. You will know and recognize my simple childlike faith, the priceless truth that others will deny. When others say I'm just a man who liked to dream his dreams, when others call a myth, you listen for eternity in moments as they pass and see with spirit eyes what others miss. Upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, and on this rock forever and ever it shall stand. All the powers of hell itself shall never more prevail against it, for Satan to lose when you could.
Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at medyo maulan at salamat po sa Panginoon. Tayo ay naririto at muli ay magsasama-sama sa ating prayer, midweek prayer time, midweek service. Let's all stand please and let's open in a word of prayer before we sing one song. Tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon namin Diyos, salamat po sa hapong ito na muli kami ang inyong tinipon upang magsama-sama, Panginoon, makadao pang palad ang bawat isa sa aming pong pag-aawitan, lalong-lalo na Panginoon sa aming pong pananalangin at sa aming pong paikinig ng inyong salita. Salamat po Panginoon sa bawat isa na inyong nilalarito at maaaring Panginoon meron pa pong ibang mga members kami na papunta rito Panginoon, nawa sila po yung inyong ingatan sa kanilang pagbabiyahe patungo rito Panginoon sa gitna po ng malakas na ulan at nawa sila yung maging safe and sound at makasama namin Panginoon sa aming pong panambahan sa hapong ito. Nawa Panginoon ang lahat po ng aming awitin, ang lahat po ng aming panalangin at ang lahat po ng aming pag-aaralan sa gabing ito sa inyong salita ay magbigay po ng papuri at luwalhati Panginoon sa inyong pong napakadakilang pangalan. Sapagkat Panginoon, ito po yung aming samot dalangin sa pangalan po ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, before we go to our prayer time. Upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and praise. Justice and mercy embrace. There the Son of God gave His life for us, and our measureless debt was erased. Jesus, do You believe our eyes? Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore You, behold You, our Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to You. And see Christ the Lion awake. What a glorious dawn, fear of death is gone, for we carry His life in our veins. Jesus, do You believe our eyes? Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore You, behold You, a Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to You. To the heavens, our King will return for His own. Every knee will bow, every tongue will shout, all glory to Jesus alone. Jesus, do You believe our a Savior ever true? Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to You.
Jesus, do you believe our eyes? Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, a Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you.
Salamat po. You may all take your seat. And let's proceed to our prayer time. Let's pray first for our country and for our church. You have your prayer items with you. Let's spend around 10 minutes to 15 minutes in prayer for our country. Let's lift up our leaders, especially itong parating na vaccination drive, no, against COVID-19. Let's pray for that. And our church. Andiyan po yung mga prayer list natin sa church and our prayer item, Thanksgiving para po sa ating iglesia. So, let's spend our time in prayer. As we continue in our prayer, it's time for us to pray for the families represented in this church. Let's pray for a deeper relationship for each family sa Lord, yung mga parents and yung mga anak po, daily provisions sa ating mga kapatiran, and for daily safety and protection of members natin na nasa front line po. And glad to see Ate Audrey here. Frontliner po siya. So let's pray for them. I like to mention special po, special mention kay sa ating kapatid na may sakit, si Sister Tintin Lopez. Siya po ay mayroong leg and lung cancer, and she's undergoing chemotherapy, and we need to pray for provisions po sa kanilang pag-undergo ng therapy, chemotherapy kay Tintin. So let's pray for our families, yung kapatiran natin ng mga may sakit. It's all in your list. Salamat po. We have 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Let's all stand up, please, as we sing one more hymn, song, before we give our time to Pastor Erwin. We've sung this song before. I hope you remember the tune. Forever, Jesus. My hymn of praise shall be forever, Jesus, my firm foundation in shifting sands, my strength and hope through many fears and failures, the disappointments of the past. His constant love has held me fast. So for all my days, I will sing my praise to the King forever, Jesus. Though the storms may rage, He is strong to save. He's the King forever, Jesus. My song of joy shall be forever, Jesus, who bore the suffering, who made a way. His life a gift, His death a precious ransom that wipes the sinner's guilt away and turns my night to glorious day. So for all my days, I will sing my praise to the King forever, Jesus. Though the storms may rage, He is strong to save. He's the King forever, Jesus. My final breath shall be forever, Jesus, when shadows lengthen before my eyes. My Lord and friend, companion through the valley, when dearest ones are left behind, His hand will lead me to King forever, Jesus. Though the storms may rage, He is strong to save. He's the King forever, Jesus. When I meet His gaze, I will sing my praise to the King forever, Jesus. All my sorrows past, I am home at last with my King forever, Jesus. With my King forever, Jesus. With my King forever. Maraming salamat po. You may all take your seat, Pastor.
Good evening sa inyong lahat. Shall we come to the Lord in prayer before we study God's Word? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for, we know that you are our King. And Lord, we cannot fully comprehend how our King would die for us. It doesn't work that way, Lord. Kings don't die for their subjects. Subjects should die for their king. Pero hindi po kayo basta hari lamang. You are the merciful King. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we thank you that in spite of us, you died for us. Oh, what grace. Oh, what love. We pray that you would never ever forget that, Lord. Kahit gaano kami katagal mga mananampalataya. In fact, Lord, habang tumatagal kami sa aming pong paglakad sa inyo, dalangin namin ay tangan-tangan namin ang katotohanan ito. Maliban na lamang po sa inyong dakilang kagandahang loob, dakilang pag-abot, we would still be in our sins. We would still be consumed by self-love. And we thank you, Lord, for that. For saving us in spite of us, changing us very beautifully from within, giving us life, giving us faith, giving us a new heart. And we praise you, Lord, for the gift of prayer, the privilege of prayer. Salamat ng marami, Panginoong Diyos, sa mga concerns na nilapit namin sa inyo, and we have this assurance and security, this confidence that this wonderful King is also our great friend who has instructed us to cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Salamat ng marami kung paanong alam namin, napakarami na po ng aming panalangin ang inyo pong sinagot. In fact, Lord, wala po kaming panalangin na hindi niyo po sinagot. We just ask you, Lord, to just give us the discernment when the answer is no. And just come running to you for comfort, for joy, for answers. Lord, we just are humbled. I myself, Lord, is just humbled, Lord, to be in your presence. Dalangin namin, Panginoong Diyos, ang iyong pagtuturo ngayong gabing ito. We thank you for bringing all of us safely here in spite of the rain. We pray for those who are watching the live stream. We pray that they are also safe. That they would also be blessed, Lord, in the preaching of your word. Glorify yourself, Lord, and edify your people. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving in Christ's most precious name. Amen and amen. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat, right? Good evening po sa inyo. We are going back to our study on the book of Exodus. Nasa chapter 25 pa rin tayo. But by way of review, we saw that the last time we were together, sabi natin, in God's benevolence, He has revealed Himself. God has revealed Himself to everyone through general revelation. Meaning, ang lahat ng dapat malaman na matunghayan patungkol sa Diyos, He has revealed it through creation. He has revealed it through our consciences. Right? Kaya nga, di ba, when we go to Romans chapter 1, Paul would say, walang excuse. There is no excuse in not submitting to the Lordship of God. Romans 1, remember, verse 19, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. Diba? Sabi natin, when you go to different cultures, they have a sense of deity. They know there's someone bigger than me. That's what Paul was saying, in God's benevolence, God has revealed himself through to man through his general revelation, through creation, and through the conscience of man. Pero sabi rin natin, what made the revelation of God to his people is that in his beneficence, he has revealed himself not just through general revelation, but also through the special revelation, through the giving of his word, through the giving of his law. Diba sabi natin last week, we know for certain that the Israelites know that God is theirs and they are God's. Remember the illustration that we did? Paano malalaman kung ang isang ale o mama na lalapit sa isang bata ay kanyang magulang? But with the resemblance, right? With the way this person talks to the kid, special, may intimacy, may love, may warmth. With the way he or she is cautious and concerned about the safety of this kid. Ano nakita natin sa ating pag-aaral last week? They are certain. Kakatapos na ng Exodus, they were warned when they were in Mount Sinai. They were given the law. God indeed is speaking to them in a special manner. Right? Yahweh has shown himself. Remember? Through the manifestation of the clouds, the thunder, the lightning, the rumbling at the foot of Mount Sinai. Again, sabi natin yung nakakahindik. When we talk about God's presence, at times we are so scared to say He is terrifying. Because He is. He is beautiful, lovely, wonderful, but He also is frightening. At sabi natin, that depicted the transcendence of God, meaning hindi siya kapareho natin. He is beyond us. Yes, He is knowable, but He is incomprehensible. Right? He is transcendent, He is majestic, He is glorious, He is lovely, He is terrifying at the same time. Pero sabi natin, we also saw that God, yes, He is transcendent, but He is also imminent, meaning He is close. And why did we say that? Because we saw in chapter 25 that God wanted to tabernacle with His people. He wanted to dwell with His people. Kaya nung last week, di ba? We saw God giving instructions to Moses with regards to the building of the tabernacle. So again, by way of review, ano nga nakit natin sa preparation of the building of the tabernacle? Verse 1 to 2 ng chapter 25, we read, it's voluntary. Sabi nga sa Exodus 25, verse 1 to 2. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel, that they take for me a contribution from every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution from me. So it's voluntary. Bukod sa voluntary siya, nakikita rin natin may specificity. Binigyan sila ng details. They were not at liberty to just give whatever they want to give. God gave specific instructions. Look at verse 3. And this is the contribution that you shall receive from them. Gold, silver, and bronze. Sabi natin, kahit anong kultura, it speaks of precious metals. Blue and purple and scarlet yarns. We said, yes, they were yarns, but they were special yarns. Dahil nung pinakita sa atin yung kulay, it's talking about a painstaking process to make those kinds of color. Blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linens. Goat's hair. Sabi natin yung goat's hair ay makapal siya na ginagamit sa paghabi, pagtahe ng tent. Tanned ram's skins. Right? So, sabi natin, it's a special kind of leather. We could liken it to Moroccan leather. It's expensive. It's glamorous. It's wonderful. Goat skins. And last time, di ba sabi natin, other translation says it's dolphin. Sabi nila, manatee or dugong. Right? But it's specifically pointing to a water mammal or a ano matag sa ano mammal na malaki siya. So I'm leaning towards dugong. Sabi niba dolphin eh. But the point is this, God has given them specific instructions by which the tabernacle and the furnitures and everything about the tabernacle should be built from. Acacia wood. Sabi natin, acacia woods or acacia ay matitibay na mga nakahoy. Hindi kayang anayin agad. Therefore, it would last hundreds, perhaps thousands of years. Oil for lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and for fragrance. And sabi natin, dito lang nakita natin specific or general fragrance, incense. But we saw spices had four types. Incense has had four types. Seven, onyx stones and stones for setting, for the ephod, and for the breastpiece. So we saw that the contribution should be voluntary. It's specific, my details. In verse 8, we saw that the building has a special purpose. Verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary. Sanctuary meaning holy, that I may dwell in their midst, that I may tabernacle in their midst. So ano yung purpose? That I could dwell with them. Verse 9, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it. Now, as we transition to our lesson today, we'll be looking at chapter 25, 10 to 22. Maiksing section lang. Before we go to verse 10, mahirap nating i-miss yung verse 9. Sabi, pansin niyo yung verse 9. God said that He wants a dwelling place, tama? To be made for Him. And then it reads, exactly as what? As I show you. He says concerning the pattern of the tabernacle. When we hear that God will be giving a pattern, we would often think that, ay, blueprint yan. Or siguro pag may dressmakers or tailors, pattern, di ba? Yung ginugunting, yun yung pattern. But you see, the word translated pattern comes from the Hebrew word na ang verb form is to build. So it means construction, copy, image, model. So this means that God would show Moses an actual tabernacle. He's not going to show him a blueprint, a paper. He's going to show him an actual existing tabernacle. An exact copy habang siya'y inutusan na gagawin niya yun. This would be a model of the real thing. Now, when you go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 5, we would see this. Sabi sa Hebrews 8, 1 to 5. Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. Yung tabernacle ang nag-set up, tao. Sabi nga nung writer ng Hebrew, he is in the true tent that the Lord set up. Verse 3, for every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. Verse 5, they serve as a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, see that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountains. Again, we need to understand, when we see that language in verse 9, we are not talking about a blueprint, drawing. God wanted Moses to don't make any mistake. He doesn't want Moses to make any mistake on building his dwelling place. Therefore, he has shown him exactly what he wanted Moses to build. Now again, bago tayo tumalon sa ating pag-aaral, consider Acts 17, 24 to 25. Sabi sa Acts 17, 24 to 25, ang context, si Pablo, nakita niya may mga rebulto na to the unknown God, sabi nga nung rebulto, o nung altar, right? Bantayog. Sabi sa Acts 17:24, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Anong sinasabi ng Acts 17? God cannot be contained in any building or any man-made structure. If that is the case, why then would God instruct Moses to build a structure for him? Diba? He actually gives Moses specific instructions to make it if God does not live in structures. Tama? It is important to note na hindi sinabi ng Diyos kay Moses na kailangan niya ng physical na lugar para dun siya tumira. Right? God did not tell Moses he needed a physical place to live, and if Moses would build a tabernacle, he would go there and live there. Diba? No. What he was telling Moses was that when the tabernacle was constructed, listen, and the sacrificial system implemented, then God and man would have that fellowship. Right? Sin would be forgiven at a point. God would live with man. So, ang hindi sinasabi ng Diyos kay Moses, gawa ka ng lugar, doon ako titira. He said to Moses, build a tabernacle so I can be with man. So I can dwell with man. So I can fellowship with man. Right? Importante yon. Now again, I want us to not forget the preliminaries that we discussed last week. Sabi natin, if we would look at this section hanggang patapos, it would seem like may magandang structure. Chapter 25 to chapter 31, we would see instructions given by God regarding the tabernacle. Right? Tapos chapter 35 to chapter 40, we would see the execution of the project. 25 to 31, ito ang instructions. When we go to chapter 35 to 40, nakita natin, ginawa nga nila yung instructions. Sinunod nga nila at in-execute nila yung instructions ng ating Panginoong Diyos. But we also mentioned in chapter 25 to 31, compare that with 35 to 40, parang hindi sila pareho ng sort o ng pagkakasunod-sunod. Because in chapter 25 to 31, Moses would discuss yung features, yung lahat ng parte, aspeto ng tabernacle from the most sacred to the least sacred. Sa 35 to 40 naman, didiscuss sa atin kung ano yung order ng kanilang paggawa. Right? So now, I know that was a very long introduction. As we continue our study on Exodus, let's look now at the Ark of the Covenant. Kindly open your Bibles to Exodus 25, starting from verse 10 to 22. At ang pag-aaral natin ngayon, di-divide natin into two headings. As we would see, ano sabi ganun? What is the theme? God wants to tabernacle. God wants to dwell with His people. And the very first aspect that God would mention in His instruction is the building of the Ark of the Covenant. And in the Ark of the Covenant, where we see God's presence, we would see God's majestic presence and God's merciful presence. In verse 10 to 16, we would see the majestic presence of God. In verse 17 to 22, we would see the merciful presence of God. Okay? So, as pag-aaral natin, dalawang heading. 10 to 16, the majestic presence of God. 17 to 22, the merciful presence of God. Let's look at verse 10 to 11. And it reads, they shall make an ark of acacia wood. Again, sabi natin, particular ang Panginoon Diyos. He wants acacia wood, hindi ibang klaseng wood, hindi gopher wood. He wants acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length. 1 cubit and a half its breadth. And 1 cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside shall you overlay it, and you shall make on it a molding of gold around it. Ang unang minention sa na aspeto na bahagi ng tabernacle is the most important, the Ark of the Covenant or the Ark of Testimony. This was the most important single item associated with the tabernacle. It's modeled after the throne of God in heaven. Ito lang ang kaisa-isang furniture na nandoon sa most holy place, right? Which was the innermost part of the tabernacle. Sa lugar na ito, makikita natin, God would meet with and speak to Moses. The presence of God would dwell particularly powerfully in this one spot. When God descended, sabi, gawa sa acacia wood. Tapos binigyan tayo ng dimensions. Acacia wood overlaid with gold, 3 feet 9 inches long, 2 feet 3 inches wide, 2 feet 3 inches high. So para siyang maliit na refrigerator. Pero hindi lang siya gawa sa acacia wood, sabing ganun, balutin niyo ng ginto. Remember, the Shekinah glory of God is really bright. Imagine, nagniningning na yung glory ng Diyos, sa loob pa, andun pa yung ginto. That would be really blinding, right? So ito yung sinabi, ito yung itsura, ito yung gawa nitong box na ito, itong chest na ito. Look at verse 12. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side of it and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. So sabi nga, dapat daw yung chest na ito would have 4 rings of gold. Para saan yung 4 rings of gold? Kasi bawal hawakan yung ark itself. The ark didn't have handles and was to be carried by lifting it directly in one's hands using the poles. Right? Tapos yung pole daw dapat binalot din ng ginto. Just imagine for a second how that looked like. Isang parang baol, isang chest, gawa sa acacia wood, matibay, binalutan ng ginto. May rings na ginto, may pole na acacia wood, binalutan din ng ginto. The poles, sabing ganun ng Panginoon Diyos, were to remain inserted in the rings. Hindi pwedeng tanggalin. And to be the only proper source of contact. Kung bubuhatin yon, dapat dun lang bubuhatin. And you need to understand, as we go on with the Old Testament, we would see there were only particular people who can touch them. Right? Apart from touching the poles, it was forbidden to touch the Ark of the Covenant. Ang tanong, seryoso ba ang Diyos sa sinabi niyang gano'n na bawal hawakan? Kindly go to 2 Samuel chapter 6. Starting from verse 6. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand. So, kwento, tinatransport nila yung Ark of the Covenant, natalisod. Ang natalisod tawag doon? Hindi ko alam yung tawag doon eh. So, to the point na mahuhulog, right? And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it. For the oxen stumbled, nag-stumble yung ox. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And God struck him down there because of his error. And he died there beside the ark of God. Sa 2 Samuel 6, nakita natin, hinawakan ni Uzzah yung ark. Maganda naman yung balak niya. He was keeping it from falling off the cart. Pero hindi niya hinawakan yung poles. Hinawakan yung ark and God struck him dead. Uzzah was wrong in thinking that God would let any damage to happen to the ark. Papayagan ba ng Diyos yun? In fact, if he would read the whole story, it did not fall off the cart. Hindi naman sa tulong ni Uzzah. Uzzah was also wrong in thinking that there was something less pure about the ground than his act of pure disobedience. Ang sabi ng Diyos, bawal hawakan. So, yung majestic holiness ng Panginoon Diyos represented by the ark required to transport poles para siya ay bitbitin para hindi mahawakan ng tao directly ang ark. For if they were to touch it, they would die. Right? Look at verse 16 of Exodus 25. This tells us what's inside the Ark of the Covenant. And you shall put into the Ark the testimony that I shall give you. Sabing ganun, you shall put into the Ark the testimony. God instructed Moses to put the testimony, that is, a copy of the law, into the Ark of the Covenant. Sabi niya, which I will give you, which I shall give you. God told Moses to build the Ark of the Covenant to hold the law even before the law was given to him. Galing, di ba? Later, God would instruct Israel to put other things in the Ark. In Hebrews, we would see, hindi lang yung testimony ang nandoon. Andun din yung golden pot na may mana sa loob, yung baston o yung tungkod ni Aaron na nagbulaklak, right? And the tablets of the covenant, right? So that is the Ark of the Covenant. It depicts the majesty of God, the glory of God, the splendor of God, that God is holy, 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 glorious, and awesome, and He is serious about being treated with respect, honor, and praise. Nakita natin sa verse 10 to 16, the majestic, awesome presence of God. In 17 to 22, we would see the mercy seat. Ito yung cover ng ark. And then, natin makita ang merciful presence ng Diyos. Look at 17. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth. Yung phrase na mercy seat is the Hebrew word that is translated that means atonement or to ransom or to deliver by means of a substitute. Galing, di ba? That's why other renditions, other translations call it not mercy seat but atonement cover. I think it's Walt Kaiser who calls that atonement cover. Sabing ganun, it's made of pure gold as well. At yung dimension niya, mapapansin natin, saktong-sakto sa Ark of the Covenant, telling us it perfectly matched the Ark to serve as its cover. Now, when we go to 18, it reads, and you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them. On the 2 ends of the mercy seat, make 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. Their faces one to another, toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. So yung mercy seat or yung atonement cover served as a lid, as a cover on the ark. Here the Lord met with His people. Sabing ganun, di ba? Ultimately, His mercy would be revealed here on the Day of Atonement. Kung paanong ang high priest pupunta doon, gagawa ng preparation for the people by sprinkling blood on the mercy seat. Imagine yun ba? Ginto. Yung cover niya, ginto rin, tapos may imahe ng angels. Yung angels magkabilang dulo, tapos wings nila would meet in the middle. It would, sabing ganun, it would overshadow the mercy seat, right? Imagine the glory there. Sabing ganun, there was a way for God to be specifically present with His people, to commune with them, right? At itong binabanggit natin would only take place 1 day a year. And it only is through blood. Through the atonement cover. Nire-reveal ng Diyos sa atin that sinners cannot come to God without a mediator. Isa lang ang pwedeng pumasok, yung high priest lang. At kailangan may tangan-tangan laging dugo ang high priest at doon niya iwiwisik doon sa mercy seat. At the mercy seat, we would see that God and sinners meet. Scripture would later reveal that Christ's work and provision of salvation was described like what happened at the mercy seat. Diba? We'll discuss that later. So, yung mercy seat is the lid, yung cover, pure gold, made with sculpted figures of cherubim. Pag sinabing cherubim, may misconception ng Pilipino rito. Pag narinig natin ang cherubim, ano na isip ng Pilipino? Batang chubby, nakahubad, may pakpak. Di ba? Minsan pang ulo lang, nasa na may pakpak. Right? But make no mistake, that's far from what cherubims are. They are warriors. Imagine, di ba? Sa Genesis chapter 3, nung pinalayas ng Panginoong Diyos si Eva at Adan, sino nagbabantay? Cherubim. Anong tangan-tangan? Flaming sword. So, hindi sila cute, na chubby, na mga bata na may pakpak. They are mighty. Pero anong sabi sa atin? It's as if they were bowing down. They were mighty, but in God's presence, they must bow down. And when we talk about angels, angels also serve as a sign of God's presence, di ba? And as a sign of God's work. Pag andun yung anghel ng Panginoon Diyos, andun ang Diyos. Andun ang kanyang mensahe. Andun ang kanyang mga gawa. If they were near, God was working or God is working. Right? Tinan nyo yung verse 21. Parang nabanggit na sa verse 16 yan, di ba? Sabi nga sa verse 21, and you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. It's as if hindi niya minention sa verse 16, he's mentioning it again. And again, according to the author of Hebrews, hindi lang yun ang laman ng tabernacle o ng Ark of the Covenant. They served as reminders of where the Lord had brought them. He was faithful, diba? Ando yung manna, garapon ng manna from heaven, andun yung baston o tungkod ni Aaron. It's a reminder for them that God, who is powerful and mighty, is a faithful God who's saved them. Right? At sabi rito, tinan nyo yung verse 22. There I will meet with you. Saan daw? There. Saan? Sa mercy seat. I will meet with you. God met with Israel in the sense that He met with the high priest once a year. Okay? Sabi nga, there I would meet with you. And from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the Ark of the Testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel. Sabi nga dito, I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. It was as if God, looking down from His dwelling place between the cherubim, and He saw the ark, and He knew that they were guilty of breaking His law. Diba? Andun daw yung testimonies or yung tablets of yung law. But with that blood, we see the atoning blood of sacrifice sprinkled on the mercy seat so that God saw yung kanilang pagkakamali. They were guilty of breaking the law, but God sees the blood and now they were forgiven. There was forgiveness offered to them. Let me share with you a story in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 4 hanggang chapter 7, i-summarize na lang natin. There's an amazing story about the ark. The Israelites went to war with the Philistines. Pero dahil sa kanilang idolatry, natalo sila. They were defeated. Yung pagkatalo nila was symbolic of the curse for covenant disobedience. Diba sabi ng Panginoon Diyos, ako lang ang Diyos, wala nang iba, huwag kayong sasamba sa Diyos-Diyosan. And so, when they were defeated, it was symbolic of the curse for breaking the covenant. The Israelites proposed to use the ark as a magic trick. Parang anting-anting ang covenant, ang Ark of the Covenant. Dinala nila yon para manalo. But instead, it fell into the hands of the Philistines. Anong ginawa ng Philistines? Yung Philistines naman, na, syempre, malaking bagay sa kanila yun. Natalo nila ang Israelites. Nasa amin ngayon yung espesya sa inyo. Dinala nila yung Ark of the Covenant sa temple ni Dagon. D-A-G-O-N. Right? As if Yahweh was bowing down to their God, this Philistine God. Ano nangyari? The next day, as the people of Ashdod entered, they found that Dagon had fallen over it as if he was bowing down to Yahweh. Anong ginawa nila? Tinayo nila yung ribulto ni Dagon, but when they entered the temple the next morning, Dagon had fallen again and his head and hands were crushed as well. But kung minention to, because of Israel's disobedience, they were the ones who deserved exile. They were the ones who deserved to be punished. What was exiled? Diba? It was the ark that was exiled. They deserve exile among the enemies, but instead, the ark took the punishment. Diba? Now, this is not the first time that we would read about an ark. Diba? Kahon, right? Ark. In Genesis, there was a big ark na ginamit ng Diyos to save mankind through the family of Noah, right? Here we see the Ark of the Covenant, where God's presence, majestic, where God's presence, merciful, was seen, or were seen. Kindly go to Romans chapter 3. Let's start with verse 23. Sabi sa Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation," underline or highlight that word, "as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness because in His divine forbearance, He had passed over former sins." The Greek word for propitiation, hilasterion, is also used in the Septuagint, yung Greek translation ng Old Testament. Para saan? Para sa mercy seat. Right? Therefore, it can be rightly said that Jesus is our mercy seat. He is the place and the means of our redemption. Again, sabi natin, no one can come to the presence of God. Isa lang ang pwedeng umunta roon. Once a year lamang. Dapat may tangan-tangan na siyang dugo. But God is our high priest. He went into the Holy of Holies. Ang tangan-tangan niya, hindi dugo ng hayop. Dugo niya. Upang sa ganun, we would be able to have that fellowship, that reconciliation with God. In this side of God's redemptive plan, alam natin na si Kristo ang radiance of God's glory, the image of the invisible God. Yet in His humility, He became flesh and tabernacled with us and dwelt among us so that those who would believe in Him would find not wrath in God's presence, but mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. Go to John chapter 20. Sabi na sa chapter 3 ng Romans, Jesus is our mercy seat. John chapter 20, talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's start with verse 11. "But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. Jesus was the mercy seat. He was the propitiation. And in chapter 20, verse 12 of John, wherein we see the person of Jesus Christ revealed as not just human but divine, we see two angels. One, magkabilang edge. Right? Other commentators say it's to prove that para ipakita yung puwang. Magkabilang angels para ipakita yung puwang na talagang wala na siya. Yes, I believe that. But isn't it strange, if you would call it strange, isn't it odd that in the Old Testament, there was a cover of the Ark of the Covenant depicting the presence of God, majestic and glorious. And in the mercy seat, wherein we see two cherubim, at doon iwiwisik yung dugo ng sacrifice, we would see the mercy of God, of Yahweh. Friends, Yeshua means God saves. Christ means the anointed promised one. Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus Christ is the very presence of God. Majestic, glorious, holy, but became flesh and tabernacled with us and took on the punishment for his people and gained the victory by substituting himself for the people, bearing their curse and imputing on them his righteousness. Friends, Jesus Christ is the mercy seat. It is at the cross where we see the majestic presence of God and the merciful presence of God meeting. It is at the cross where we see grace and justice meet. Wonderful, wonderful, di ba? Napakagandang patotoo ng ebanghelyo ng ating Panginoon Diyos. And we're just talking about just the ark. As we go on next week, we would see each aspect, each furniture ng tabernakulong ito tinuturo si Kristo. Right? I pray that to those who are watching right now, if you have not submitted and surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, He's the only way. The only way. Walang ibang kaparaanan para magkaroon ng kaligtasan. It's either you face the majestic presence of God wherein no one can stand His glory and holiness. Or you would stand in His majestic presence, tangan-tangan. You are being covered by the gracious, precious blood of Jesus Christ. I pray deep in my heart that those of us who are here in the sanctuary and those of you who are watching would be serious about this. Si Kristo lamang po ang nag-iisang daan. Siya lamang ang katotohanan. Siya lamang po at sa Kanya lamang ang buhay at buhay na walang hanggan. Let's thank the Lord for what He has taught us tonight. Lord, we thank You for showing us the presence of Yahweh. Awesome, majestic, yet merciful and gracious. We thank You, Lord, that You who are holy, 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 detest evil, abhor sinners. You're also gracious, loving, merciful, and kind. And this truth, Lord, came to pass in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kami pong nanampalataya sa Kanya, sa biyaya niyo pa rin po, ay namamangha sa katotohanan ito. And so Lord, as we close this study, may we be reminded of the beautiful gospel. And may we be encouraged and driven, Lord, to live for this beautiful gospel. Thank You for teaching us, and we pray that as we depart this place temporarily, You would bestow upon us Your traveling mercies and bring us back next week as we marvel again at the genius of Scripture and see the beauty of your redemptive plan and see, Lord, the beauty of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We love you. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you po sa inyo lahat. Ingat kayo sa pag-uwi. We are all dismissed. God bless you.